God. Hallelujah, guys. Woo! Man, is Jesus alive in you this morning? Amen. Man, he is so good. Praise the Lord. Man, I knew I wore pink for a purpose today, Robert. So I knew that was why it was, brother. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Praise God. Turn in your Bibles to Joel. We're going to look in the old T this morning. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, and starting with verse 25, we may go down through there. Guys, I want to use the King James today, probably through this teaching, if we could. So Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. We're going to put it up here in just a moment. Hallelujah. So I will restore
to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And I will restore, what? To you. Go back. Don't go down yet, guys. Just go back to that verse. And I will restore to you the years. Amen. Hold up your Bibles this morning. Let's say it like we mean it today. Come on, say it, Pastor. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around and give somebody a high five and say, God is in the restoration business. Amen. Yes, he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. He is good. You know, while we were out there, I mentioned, and we're going to talk about a couple of the prophetic words that were spoken over us, because it really concerns you guys as well. But it was just some awesome time we had in Colorado, and God was so faithful and good to us, and it was just a blessing to be there. And got to meet so many wonderful people and engage and hear Andrew teach and Billy Epperhart and Greg Moore. And so it was just a great time there. And we stayed at a place with Gail and her husband. And we got to minister to the guys that were there that owned this place. And so there's a lot of ministry that took place. And we're very thankful for that. Amen. So one of the things that the Lord said to us is that we're going to see increase greatly, and it's going to happen super fast, just super fast increase. And what we had sown for many years is getting ready to just explode. One lady said, it was like, Bob, it's getting ready to explode with increase in every area of your church. And I thought, man, God, you are so faithful. And we received that same type of message three different times. You know, when you receive a prophetic word, it needs to be backed up in your heart already, right? And then it needs to be confirmed. And it was confirmed three times, probably four times, because when we were sitting at dinner with Carly and Ashley, they kept pouring into us the word and telling us how good God is and what God's going to do here through this ministry. And it was just awesome. Now, I was thinking about you guys, because you're such a big integral part of this. And how much you are loved. Hallelujah. And it is good. But God is in the restoring business. God is in the restoring business. How many like to see things that are restored? I love that. You know, we've got some couples in the church, and they're so good at taking, you know, houses and restoring them and making them like fresh and brand new. And, you know, I love to see a restored car. I love to see old cars taken. I just marvel how talented people are, and they can take this old car and they can make it look brand new and even better. But I want to tell you, God is in the restoring business. Jesus is our restorer. The cross restored everything to us that man had lost. Hallelujah. The cross of Jesus Christ, that finished work, is the restoring agent, and he has restored everything to us. Amen. And here in Joel, the book of Joel, he says in the book of Joel that he is going to restore the years. The years. I want you to notice that. God is in the restoration business, not only the days, but God said he's going to restore the years. Some of you have lost some years, and God said, I'm going to restore those years. Some of you have lost broken relationships. God's saying, I'm going to restore to you relationships. Amen. God is so good. Some of you have lost health.
God says, I'm going to restore your health. I'm going to show you a powerful scripture in a few minutes. But God is in the restoration business. What the enemy meant for bad, Kay was talking about this, God is turning around for your good. Amen? And God is a restorer. He's a restorer of your health. He's a restorer of your relationships. Some of you have lost finances. God says, get ready, because I'm restoring your finances. I'm going to add increase to you in every area of life. God is a restoration God. He wants to restore to you. Amen? He is that good of a God. Let's go on down here a few verses now. Amen? So he said, I'm going to restore to you, and you shall eat in what? Everybody say plenty. How many like to eat? How many like to eat in plenty? Don't put up your hand. Amen. Man, you know, I don't know about you, but I enjoy a good meal, don't you? Amen. And aren't you thankful that, you know, it's like we've got these cucumbers here this morning that somebody brought in. They're plenty. He had plenty. Amen. So we can enjoy some of that. But I enjoy a good meal. I don't like these, what do they call them, nuviance? What is that? What's that word for the little bit of food you get? Those restaurants, what are those called? Somebody help me. Stingy? So I said stingy. There's a word for that. It's like, you know, you go in and you're hungry. Tapas? What? I don't like it. I don't believe it's anointed, and I don't believe it's God. Amen? It's like, you know, you're going hungry, and they bring out this little, and you pay $50 for, you know, what? You know, just give me some barbecue, man. Some baked beans, some ribs, some iced tea. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Some slaw. Anybody get hungry yet? Some garlic toast. Amen. You know, God is a God of plenty. God is a God of plenty. And he said, we shall eat. And this is just not referring to food. It's referring to all of our life. God wants to restore plenty unto you. Turn to somebody and say, God's got plenty coming your way. Amen. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord God, your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you. Boy, that's grace, isn't it? And my people shall never be ashamed. No more shame. You know, when you're in lack or when you've lost something, lost causes shame. But God said, I'm going to restore to you to the place that there's no longer shame in your life. You see, grace causes you to be unashamed. Because now when you're walking under grace and not under the law, you're walking under no condemnation. And when you're walking under no condemnation, there is no shame anymore in your life. Because it's been fully restored to you. Hallelujah. Woo! And I'm preaching way better than your amen right there, man. Praise God. Never be ashamed. And you shall know that in the midst of Israel, I'm in the midst of Israel, I'm the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Go on down, next verse. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit. How are we not ashamed? Because he's poured out his spirit upon some flesh. All flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. I'm still young because I still have a vision. Amen. He is saying this is what's going to take place. When restoration comes, your eyes are going to be opened up. You're going to see what God has provided for you and what God has done for you. Amen. You're going to start dreaming again. Some of you have lost your dream. Your dream's been stolen. God is restoring your dream. Wake up. God is restoring your dream. Amen. No. God is restoring your dream. Your dream is coming alive again in your heart because God is a God of restoration. Woo. And also upon the servants, upon my handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And also upon the servants and handmaids. Next verse, amen. And I will show wonders in heaven and in earth, blood and fire, pillars of smoke. God says, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon my handmaids. Ladies, get ready. Come on, ladies, get ready. Amen. God is raising up women, amen. God is raising up women, praise God, to speak this word of grace, to share this word of grace. God is just raising you up to a different level. Some of you felt down here, but God is raising you up, and he's going to restore you, amen, and give unto you such great, wonderful, and mighty wisdom of God coming your way. You get ready for that restoration. God's doing it. You say, Pastor, you're being kind of prophetic this morning. Yes, I am, and you just need to receive it. Amen. God has got you. Turn to somebody and say, God's got you this morning. Hallelujah. God's got you. Amen. God's got you. Hallelujah. Man, oh man. Psalm 69, verse 4. I'm just trying to get to where I'm going, Lord, and it's so good. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. This is a prophetic psalm of Jesus. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. This is Jesus. He has restored that which he took not away. Jesus is not the cause of your loss. Jesus is not the cause of your suffering. Jesus is not the cause of your lack. Amen? Jesus said, I'm restoring that which I took not away. God is only good, good, good. And what God is saying to you is he is restoring. Although we may have called injustice to God, God says, I love you and I'm restoring you and I'm restoring that which I took not away. God is wanting to restore. Some of you have lost some husbands. God is wanting to restore to you husband. Notice I didn't say husbands. Because God is in, when he restores, he does it multiple fold to us in many areas. In relationship, don't think you're going to get seven husbands. Come on, somebody. Guys, don't think you're going to get five wives. Hello? No, in relationships, he restores. God restores in quality. He restores in such quality. You know, even when you restore a car, it's not as good as the original. If you've got the original and the paint has not been bad and the engine is still original and the numbers line up, you've got something many times worth a lot more money than a restoration. God is the only one I know that can restore to the original but add much more quality to it. So you may have had a husband, lost a husband or a wife. I want to tell you, God is in the restoration business. And when he restores unto you, it's going to be that with much more quality. No matter how much you've loved him, just get ready because it's coming your way and God is restoring unto you. Some of you know, some of you may not know, and it doesn't matter, but I'll share a little thing with you. You know, I went through a divorce many years ago. I've been married to Holly for 34 years, and I was married to this young man. I was in ministry, and my wife left me for a couple other guys. And I had a child at that time. And the worst thing, I think the most devastated thing that can happen to anyone is going through a divorce when you didn't want that divorce, or just going through a divorce itself. It's very painful. Because the Bible says those two shall be one, and that word is like super glue. And if you ever got stuck with super glue and tried to part it, there's always pain. Hello, we're a grace church, right? Y'all, hello? The religious crowd at that time in the church I was teaching in, pastoring in, kicked me out even though it wasn't my fault. Because they said you couldn't be divorced and be in ministry. Wow. You talk about loss. I had loss, a lot of loss, you know, because my baby girl that I loved and just enjoyed so much was gone. Wife took her with another guy. Actually, there were two guys involved, maybe three guys, maybe four guys. I don't know. But anyway, that doesn't matter. So I was in the depth of loss, and especially being a believer back then and being under such law and condemnation and being a pastor and a minister at that time, they scorned me, even though it wasn't my fault. Religion is the worst thing you can get hooked up to. You ain't hear what I'm saying. Religion is the worst thing you can get hooked up to. You need to be in that relationship with God and understand the freeing power of God's grace. So I was just hurt and devastated, and I remember I just didn't know what was going on in my life, what was going to happen in my life. I was just praying and seeking the Lord, and I attended a singles gathering at a large Assembly of God church, and I was sitting there and one evening and in the depths of despair still, just trying to let the Lord heal my heart, and in walked this blonde. My heart jumped out of my chest, rolled down that aisle. She picked it up, squeezed it, and rolled it back. Didn't pay any attention to me, hardly at all, you know, but oh my gosh. And so, anyway, long story short, the blonde became my wife, Holly. And we've been married for 34 years this year. And I still have that wonderful daughter that God has just restored such a wonderful relationship with, and I'm so thankful for that. But not only that, God gave me two other daughters. Hallelujah. And not only did he give me daughters, but he gave me sons. Hallelujah, to go along with them daughters. And God is, and then God back way back then walked into a pastor's office, and I was telling him my story because the Assembly of God that I was attending would not license me either. But I walked into this other pastor's office, I was telling him my story, and he said, "Wow, Steve, there's no reason you can't be licensed in our church," and I just about fell out. But God is in the restoring business. Amen? And he restored me fully to the ministry. So thankful. Didn't even know about grace, but was experiencing it. Somebody of you don't know about it, but you've experienced it. Amen? And it's awesome. Praise God. Y'all still with me this morning? I wanted to share that with you because really in Jesus there's never losses. In Jesus there's never losses. There's only gains. In Jesus there's never losses. There's only gains. And I'm glad that I can serve in a place of grace and be transparent. I'm glad I can tell a story and people still love me and honor me as their pastor. I'm glad, amen, maybe I can help some other people that have been through that situation that are hopeless, and I'm glad I can share that to the glory of God, to the grace of God. Woo! Amen. Isn't it good? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Look at John 15:25. This prophetic word. Look what Jesus said. Amen. John 15:25. "But this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, that they hated me without a..." That's the same word we just read out of Psalm 69:4. It's a prophetic word. God is in the restoring business. Jesus restores to us, and he never takes away. Amen? John 10:10 says that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, "I've come to give you life, and to give it to you more," how? Abundantly, amen? Look at Leviticus. We're going to go back under the law for just a moment. I don't like to stay there too long, but I want to show you how good God is, and through the law, through the Old Testament, we see grace revealed in Jesus Christ, amen? Leviticus chapter 6. Let's start with verse 1, and we're going to end with verse 6. Are you guys still with me this morning? "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying," Moses the lawgiver, "saying, if a soul sin and commits a trespass against the Lord and lie unto his neighbor in which he was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in the thing taken away by violence, or hath deceived his neighbor, or hath found that which was lost and lieth concerning it, and sweareth falsely in any of these that a man doeth sinning therein, then it shall be because he hath sinned and is guilty that he shall restore that which he took violently away. He shall what? Restore. Or the thing which he hath deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he had sworn falsely, he shall even restore it in the principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and give it unto him to whom it appeareth in the day of his trespass offering. In the day of his trespass. In other words, if somebody's ripped you off, if something happened, then in the day of the trespass offering, he restores this. Not only does he restore it 100%, but he restores it 120%. What's so cool about this, and you don't have to worry about this anymore, because Jesus is our trespass offering. Jesus is the one now that is restored to us. Although we may have done him wrong, he restores to us. That's called grace, amen. While we are yet sinners, God still loved us, hallelujah, and is restoring unto us over 120%. That's a good God, amen. Look at Romans 5:17. What does it say? Romans 5:17. Look at this. Praise the Lord. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more. Everybody say much more. God is a restorer of much more. Much more. Much more. Amen. That they will receive abundance of grace. I have the gift of righteousness. Show what? Reign in life by Jesus Christ. How do we reign in life? When we receive much more. What do we receive much more? The abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Amen. God wants to restore this morning. He wants to restore you. Psalm 23:3. What does he restore us at, Pastor? I'm glad you asked that. Amen. Psalm 23:3. Look what he says. David said this in this wonderful psalm. I love this psalm. Amen. He restoreth. He wants to restore your mind, your will, and your emotions. Boy, some of us have had a tough week, but I want to tell you, God is a restorer of our soul. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. Some of you just need to breathe in that restoration to your soul this morning. I was enjoying worship so much because worship impacts our soul. Amen. Amen. It lines our thinking back up with who we are in Jesus Christ and what we have. And I was just soaking that in this morning. And some of you just need to realize, some of you, you know, we have those emotions. Our emotions get tangled up. They get hurt. We're impacted with things in life. But I'm telling you, God is the restorer of your soul. Some of you have gone through a divorce and your soul's been hurt and injured. God is the restorer of your soul. You can have joy. Beauty for ashes is what God gives us. Hallelujah. He is that good of a God singing over us today. Amen. Rejoicing over us today. He restores your soul this morning. He restores your mind. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be freaking out today. God is a restorer of your mind. Amen. He's got a sound mind for you this morning. Sound mind, not full of fear, not full of anger, but a sound mind. Hallelujah. He is restoring your mind. He restores your emotions. He restores your will. Your will becomes his will. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen. Jeremiah 30:17. He restores our health. Aren't you glad? Anybody? Anybody besides pastor? Somebody, I was out there and said, man, you look so young. I can't believe your age. You look so young. How do you do that? I said, Jesus. I said, praying in the Holy Ghost keeps me young. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus will keep you young. Y'all believe me? Where are we at? Jeremiah what? 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee. Turn to somebody and say, did you get that? God says, I'm through the blood of Christ, through the cross, we have health restored unto us. You don't have to get sick and die. You can die if you want to, but you don't have to die sick. If you want to go home, you can just go home, but you don't have to go home sick. Come on, somebody. God is a restorer of our health. We have a covenant with him. Amen. He restores our health, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. You know what that word wounds is? You look that up. You look it up in the Hebrew. That word wounds is chronic illness. Some of you have suffered from chronic illness. Oh, my gosh. Amen. God says to you, he wants to restore and heal your chronic. No more allergies. No more stomach issues. No more back issues. No more migraines. Well, I could run through a troop and leap over the wall. Amen. God wants to restore to you your health completely. Amen. No wounds. No occurring wounds. No diabetes. Restoring to you. Woo! Man, somebody take that word. Saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. Saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 42:22. God is, turn to somebody and say, no more chronic conditions for me. Say, I am the healed of the Lord. No skin disorders. No skin disorders. No, I am the healed of the Lord. I walk under the anointing and the provision of Jesus Christ. I walk in grace. God's favor's on my life. Hallelujah. Amen. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth for a spoil, and none what? I can't hear you. And none what? How do you activate restoration? Ezekiel 37:1-14. You activate it by believing and then by speaking. That's how you activate restoration. You know, it's really interesting because I reminded Kay of something. I said, Kay, I think you need to get on Fox News, and this song needs to be out there. It's such a song of healing and powerful message to the world. And this was several months before she got on Fox News. Sometimes we don't realize the power of our words. There's life and death in the power of your tongue. Amen? So, let's look at this. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me, and we're going to close with this today, and carried me out in the Spirit. Isn't it good to be in the Spirit? You know, in Christ, you're never out of the Spirit. The Spirit dwells in you. The Spirit never leaves you. He's always with you. Isn't that awesome? Woo! Man, that's enough to shout about right there. Jesus in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. That same Spirit that raised Christ up from the dead dwells in me. Turn to somebody and say, it dwells in you. Natalia, it dwells in you, girl. I'm telling you right now. Amen. Glory to God. And set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Bones, just full of bones. And caused me to pass by them around about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Not only were they bones, not only were there very many bones, but there were very dry bones. Them dry bones. They've been there for a long time, bleaching under that hot sun, right? Look at this. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answer, Oh Lord, you knowest. And again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones. In other words, speak and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Next verse. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied, I spoke as I was commanded. And I said, as I prophesied, there was a noise. Turn to somebody and say, a whole lot of shaking's going on. I'm all shook up. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And it's my wife over here, Holly, baby. Some of you will get that later. Whole lot of shaking going on. You know, God's got life coming back to you. Some of you, you're lost it, and you're never going to get back. You're never going to get back, Robert. Amen. Amen. One music brother to another. Amen. It's never going to get back, man. Hallelujah. The rest of the message, I'm done right there. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you need to start prophesying over those dead things. You need to start speaking life where there seems to be no life. You know, what's really interesting, in China, they have a bamboo tree in China. And they go out and they plant this seed in this bamboo tree. And they plant it and they fertilize it, and they go out every day and they water it. They plant it, they fertilize, they water it. They plant it, they fertilize it, they water it. They water it, they fertilize it, they water it, they fertilize it every day. You know how many days it is? It's actually more than days. It's 5 years and there's nothing seen. 5 years. 5 years they go out and they water and they fertilize where they plant that seed, and there's nothing seen. But on the fifth year, everybody say five. On the fifth year, all of a sudden, this seed generates, springs up to a 90-foot tree in 6 days. You look it up. In 6 days, it springs up to a 90-foot tree. But can you imagine if you were out there and you saw this guy out there every day watering what he could not see and fertilizing what he could not see? Most of you have given up on your dream and given up because, you know, when we were out in Colorado, this is what God said to us, and this was so impactful. How many have ever been on an airplane, an airliner, and you opened up their magazine, and it shows all these routes going into a city? Did you ever see that? How many's ever seen that before? So all these routes where these airlines, and they go into the city. This person said to us that God is sending you and has sent you, but is sending you more people to help you. And he said, there's something about Discovery Church going to be so attractive that people are going to be coming not just locally, but from all over the world to help you to get this message of grace out everywhere. So God is raising up leaders in you, and ministries are going to take place out of here that is going to be so impactful to the world. And this is going to be that place where people are coming to, and they're flying in from all over the world to help you. I'm going, whoa, Jesus. And he's raising up an army. Woo! And I thought about all these precious people out there and all your gifts and all that you got. And some of you haven't even tapped into ministry here yet. You've got ministry here. They said there's ministry here to do out of here. There's ministry taking place, and God's going to raise you up. Amen. Under the vision of grace. We don't want anybody out there doing something that's not under the vision of the house or grace. Don't come to me and say, I've got a ministry. What is it? Strip teasing for Jesus. No, it doesn't work. Amen. Sorry, love you. But you need to believe and start prophesying over some dead things in your life. Start hearing that noise of shaking. Praise God. Look at this. So I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, shaking, and the bones came together. Turn to somebody and say, we're coming together. Hallelujah. The bones are coming together. Bone to his bone. I love that. God is such a God of order. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Yes. Praise God. So I prophesied, I spoke, and it's commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, and exceeding, everybody say exceeding. Exceeding great army. Hallelujah. God is raising us up to be an exceeding great army to go out and spread this message of grace and God's unconditional love. Whoa! You need to start speaking to it. Amen. You got to start telling it. You got to start taking your authority and commanding it. Don't wait for God to move. He moved 2,000 years ago. Take your authority in your place, and I speak to that dead thing, and I cause life to come in it. Amen. Life is coming into that. I command life to come into that dream again. I command hope to come into that person. I command my family to be restored. Amen. Fully, 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 Jesus. I command my finances to be restored, Jesus. Amen. Whoa, glory to God. My health is being restored. My youth is being renewed like the eagles. Praise God. Stand this morning. Amen. Give God some praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer team, would you quickly come forward? Prayer team, come forward this morning. Amen. Wow, God is good, good, good. Speak to that cancer. Say, cancer, be gone out of my body. In the name of Jesus. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I speak against that. I speak against heart disease. I speak against asthma today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I speak against blindness today. Blind eyes be open. Cataracts be removed. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Health being restored. Thank you for it, Lord. God, you are good, good, good. If you need prayer this morning, if you believe you've got some things that you're believing God to restore, we're going to release some life in you this morning. Amen. They're going to lay hands on you in a powerful way. You're going to see restoration and change. So if you've got some things you want to see restored this morning, I want you to come right now. Come right now. Praise God. Come on. God is in the restoration business. Come on. Let's believe God. Amen. Anyone else? Come on. Praise the Lord. God is good this morning. Praise the Lord. Before we prophesy ourselves in the morning, you need prayer. Come on up right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are good. Come on up, Brother Mike. I love you, man. God's got you. Anybody else this morning need prayer? Let's agree together today. Hallelujah. Folks, would you just come on up, brother? Amen. Come on. Praise God. If you need prayer, come on. We're going to agree with you this morning. The rest of you, would you raise your hands with Pastor this morning towards these precious people? Let's agree with them. Father, we thank you. We release life into every situation here, God. We thank you for health. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoring relationships. God, we thank you, Lord, today. We are blessed and the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. The rest of you this morning, say with Pastor, today I receive restoration in my life. What the enemy has ripped off, God is restoring. It's a good restoration. 120-fold coming my way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I receive health. I receive prosperity. God, I receive the peace of the Lord. I receive the joy of the Lord that's in me today. Thank you, Lord. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. Thank you for restoring to me those years, God, the years, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Turn to five people this morning and say, I'm receiving that. How about you today? Give God some praise. Amen.